Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At chumbacasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Now some food combos that you need to try.
Peanut butter and chocolate. I'll bet that would be good.
Oh, man. I don't know. They are two great tastes. Do you think they taste great together?
I have no idea.
Love to find out.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like it.
Yeah. I spent way too much time, and I was completely sober the other day, thinking about a Reese's peanut butter cup and how what they really did well wasn't just mixing peanut butter and chocolate, but the perfect amount of crunch around the outside with a thicker part. And then the soft portion on the inside satisfies the mouth on separate levels.
And the ridges.
Oh, I love,
that detail.
Yeah, they really tickle your tongue.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it gives them structural rigidity.
So the other day I spent too much time thinking about it, and now I've spent too much time talking about it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
the very first thing they recommend is half of what you've said. It's peanut butter.
Okay. Peanut butter goes with a lot.
You make a sandwich, peanut butter and...
jelly, usually.
Peanut butter and mayo.
Honey, mayo.
I just don't know why you would do that. It might be fine.
I mean, I wouldn't have come up with that. But
no.
I mean, maybe it's good. I don't know. I like chocolate. I also like mayonnaise.
I think mayo and chocolate would be better.
What was the combo you just said?
Peanut butter and mayo.
Oh, okay.
You on that one?
I'd try it.
If you deep fried it, it'd be a pretty big Southern thing.
It definitely does.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I'd try it. It just feels like that would just queef grease all over me.
Oh, God.
You know that Kelly is
grease, the
kind of gal who will stop and buy a bag of Wonder Bread, a jar of Jif, and some Miracle Whip and slather it all together and spend a day in the park chasing birds.
Mm-hmm.
Of all of the things, you think I'm a Miracle Whip kind of gal?
I picked all of those on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Gross.
And definitely Jif.
I don't think there's any point to this food that we're talking about.
How about this? Pickles in vanilla ice cream.
Maybe.
Sweet
and salty.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I would eat something with pickles when I was a kid. I'd have, pickles and stuff and maybe a glass of milk, which isn't that far from ice cream except temperature.
Pickles and milk?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't just have like a pickle and milk, but okay. I mean, I would have like a hamburger or something with pickles on it and maybe a glass of milk when you're a kid, you drink milk.
Have a bowl of sweet baby holes and milk.
Yeah.
Eat them like cereal.
Milk and baby holes.
The woman who wrote this article took a big generous scoop of vanilla ice cream and chopped up dill pickles and put them on the top.
Pickles are hot right now.
Yeah, pickles.
pickles are the thing.
I actually saw an article that it didn't quite put it that way, but it was like, this is the year of the pickle, Like people are putting them on pizzas, other things.
Ice cream.
Like a few years ago when it seemed like there was a fancy mustard explosion.
Yeah. I mean, there was bacon, burritos, or tacos. There was never, maybe burritos too.
Someone said we haven't lived until we dip traditional Oreos in peanut butter.
Okay.
Well, that's a win.
Well, I'm sure.
That seems normal.
Yeah, that's
chocolate and peanut butter.
That was on The Parent Trap. Lindsay Lohan.
Was it?
Yeah.
She lived.
Yeah.
She's had a great.
Yep.
This next one has been around people putting Coca-Cola and milk together.
Ugh.
3/4 of the way with Coke, wait for the fizz to settle, then fill the rest of the glass with milk. We used whole milk. Not sure how. I feel like that.
Italian soda is like soda water, a flavor, and cream. So that's not crazy out of the ordinary.
No, not real. I mean, it seems weird, but it's no different than a Coke float or a root beer float.
Mm-hmm.
Or I mean, it's just ice cream rather than like heavy cream or whole milk.
Yeah.
I like Coca-Cola with peanuts in it.
What?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah, but you also
more...
like bald peanuts.
You suck them through the peanuts. Straw. Like they would just be all at the bottom, wouldn't they?
No, they float.
They and, peanuts float.
Really? Yeah, and Coca-Cola at least. But no, my dad and I used to go watch like baseball games, mm-hmm. and they'd always have glass Cokes there. You know, back in the 90s, glass was still allowed at stadiums.
Yeah, before people realized how dangerous you could make them.
Yeah, or we'd even be at like a ballpark watching mm-hmm. friends' games, or I'd have a baseball game or whatever, and we'd walk to a little convenience store. You get a glass Coke, and we'd put peanuts in it, and it's so. Oh, good. Salted peanuts.
Do you think you'd like it now?
Oh, yeah. Mm. For sure.
This one, take a banana slice and wrap it in Kraft singles.
Cheese? Like,
yeah.
Oh, and not only they cheese, but even... like crappy American cheese.
Yeah. Oh.
They said you could make it like nachos if you want.
Ugh. Well,
not really.
I don't want to do that.
Not really.
So far, I'm not too jazzed about any of these.
I'd say, if anything, wrap it around the banana. Like, don't bother cutting it up.
Peanut butter. That's what I would do too. Yeah, right.
Listen to this: peanut butter and fried bologna on toast. They said it's amazing.
I've had peanut butter bacon before.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah,
on
I mean,
a
fried bologna
burger.
would start to take on at least some of the flavor of mm-hmm. bacon. I, you know,
yeah.
or ham is kind of like that. So.
Okay, here's,
I don't know, I guess. Yeah, that one doesn't seem too weird.
I just don't get it when there's like, why buy bologna when in the same store that contains the bologna, there's a billion other foods that are better.
Yeah, I agree.
That don't make you feel sad.
But some people want a giant hot dog pancake.
It's just a sad circle on your sandwich.
No, I don't get it either. I'd much rather have ham.
This person
something.
Mixes chocolate milk and Fireball whiskey.
Blah!
Oh.
I don't know. The
depressed?
Fireball sounds awful.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Nope, they're not. Also, Fireball, that stop it. When the song went off the charts, you know, by Pibble, that's when everyone should have stopped drinking that stuff. I think it has antifreeze in this country in it, too.
What?
It does not have
it
antifreeze.
Stopped it. Yeah, they stopped. I don't know if that's the case, but there was something in it that was allowed here that Europe was like, mm-mm, you cannot feed poison to our people.
Chili cheese Fritos with chocolate pudding.
I don't want chili and chocolate.
So like dipping it like chips and
chocolate.
Dip.
I do like spicy chocolate. I've had that before.
Hey, what are those things called that make people horny? An aphrodisiac. That's what chili and
damn,
pudding
I thought you were
going to
say a walking taco.
Clams and pudding.
Do walking tacos make you horny?
Are you kidding me? You selling little bags of Fritos with meat and sour cream in them? Hell yeah, I'll drop my pants for that.
They look like an STD, so it might remind you of private parts. I get it.
Yeah,
yeah maybe,
true.
Yeah.
I'll bury my face in it.
We made those for the kids, and they had a shockingly hard time adapting to that.
Really?
Yeah.
And kids are stupid.
They sell pre-made ones.
I'm just kidding. Kids are great.
No, you're right. Kids are
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, no, I thought I was on board with your first statement. I just didn't
John
want to say it out loud.
Said so. Mm-hmm. And he's smarter than a lot of people.
Kids are stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
beef bouillon and vodka.
The little spice ball squares.
That sounds
I mean, really,
so terrible.
Seasoning squares.
Really, really salty vodka.
I don't want beef booze.
Oh, but you know what though? In a Bloody Mary, I bet that'd be real good.
Maybe, but otherwise, it'd just be like
Bloody Mary.
Drinking a cup of au jus.
This person, I put yellow mustard on baked beans and yellow mustard on macaroni and cheese. A lot of mustard on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see mustard in mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
No,
not pudding
really.
On mac and cheese. I can't get pudding out of my head.
Roy in Tennessee, Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie wrapped in bologna.
Ew.
That ain't right.
Unacceptable, Roy.
Oh, you're yuck.
No. Those are both foods you can find at a liquor store. I'll bet I ate that for dinner one day when I was 12.
Grilled cheese dipped in grape jelly. Supposed to be very good.
Yum. I can see that.
No, I could see that. Yeah.
Like a grape jelly on a sausage, egg, and cheese. Oh, man.
Yeah, that would be totally fine.
Favorite pastime of mine.
Jelly's a breakfast food.
Fried cheese curds dipped in caramel syrup.
Yeah.
They said it's like fried caramel cheesecake in your mouth.
Oh, well, I mean, it's totally different cheese, but maybe.
I mean, cheese is cheese, though.
But cream cheese is definitely different than like
it is
Wisconsin
totally.
Cheddar or whatever. Whatever but, they make cheese curds out of. I don't even know which one.
I think it's
Leavens.
Right. What did you say?
Leavens.
Isn't it just whatever is on the bottom? Isn't that what a cheese curd
yeah,
is?
Like your Long John Silver's bucket crisps.
No, I don't think that's what a cheese curd
it's
is.
It's not. I thought it was. I thought it was so. Whatever they couldn't turn into cheese.
Like cheese
like
chum?
There wasn't just enough. Yeah, like, oh, well, you know, here, this is the remnants of all the blocks we've made, and now
I mean, maybe it is, but it'd still be cheese.
Yeah.
Well, then why do they add curd to it? I think it's more curd. It's the curd of the cheese, so it's not cheese.
I think, I don't know.
Curds were cheese.
I thought it was just chopped up cheese in something they call a curd.
I thought it was just the extra bacteria, and that's why it screams when you bite into it raw. That's why they call it screamy cheese.
Pickles and mustard.
I like pickles and mustard.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos and vanilla ice cream. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Pickles and mustard. I mean, you're just eating toppings from a burger. That looks so stupid. It's a big dollop of vanilla ice cream and just random Flamin' Hot Cheetos thrown on top.
It looks like the Noid took a dump on a pile of ice cream.
Have y'all ever dipped like hard pretzels into mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so mustard and pretzels are great.
So good. I discovered that, like, my mom did that one time when I was a kid. She's just straight dipping pretzels into a mustard jar. I was like, the hell is wrong with you? You okay? And she's first time I ever tried it, I was like, oh my God. What
you ever had a soft
snack.
Pretzel? They offer that to you. Like, they put it right on there.
I know. I'm not talking about a soft pretzel.
I know, but they taste
like,
the same.
Yeah, like usually.
Like a rolled gold?
Yeah, I never thought that. Like, yeah, soft pretzel. I've had icing on those. I've had cheese. I've had, you know, mustard. But yeah, hard pretzel, for whatever reason, I thought you always had to eat those dry, and they always had to make your mouth feel like the desert. So when my mom did that day, I was like, wow, these can be good.
You're kind of right.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody try this if you've got the available stuff. Grab a traditional Oreo or double stuff. Twist it open.
Yeah.
Place one Lay's potato chip on top of the cream, then replace and eat. They say that's amazing.
I can see that.
Salty and sweet.
Yeah.
If it's really good, though, I would just shove a whole Oreo in my mouth and then also shove potato chips in at the same time.
Rather than make concoctions.
There's too much work for that.
Further proof that to Joe's theory that it's the year of the pickle.
Okay.
The next one on their list, mac and cheese with pickles chopped up on and mixed in.
I would totally do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beer and ice cream.
Like a float? No. Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Like a shake. Like softened and stirred so you can drink it.
Mm-mm. No, thanks.
I feel like there are certain beers that could work with, like a Blue Moon or an Oberon, because they have that citrusy taste to them.
Or maybe something like a Guinness might work, too.
Oh, a Guinness? Yeah, like a more dessert.
Like a coffee-ish
kind of beer.
Or any of the beers that made me stop drinking beer in the first place around here when everyone was like, hey, there's a new brewery across the street. There's a new brewery in your house now.
There were a lot for a while.
We're serving thick peanut butter beer and vanilla beer.
Yeah.
Like, you had to chew on it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
The thought makes me sick now. I could see that being a float.
Okay, as a picky eater, I do not understand the point of this. Strawberry ice cream.
I like.
With balsamic vinegar.
No.
Oh, I can see that.
Really?
I put balsamic on strawberries, like in a salad, like a strawberry feta cheese.
Oh, yeah, I guess that does make
nuts.
Sense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
Strawberry ice cream, feta cheese, and balsamic. Just put ice cream in your salad.
Summer salad ice cream.
Finally, a way to make a tasty salad.
Okay. Poverty hors d'oeuvre. Take a bag of Doritos, in this case, the red bag, traditional.
Regular, okay.
And crush them into the tiny pieces.
Okay.
Then add a bag of M&Ms, pour in a bowl.
I've seen people do that before.
Probably pretty good.
I've seen people do that, but I mean, it's kind of along the lines of your homemade trail mixes and things like that.
Yeah, it's liquor store trail mix.
Exactly.
It is. I would love to walk down that trail where Doritos and M&Ms grow.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla ice cream and soy sauce.
Oh yeah, same take. I think with the strawberry balsamic.
I don't like it.
Unnecessary.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich with Doritos laid over the top.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I could.
I would have done that as a kid, not as an adult. Cheerios and chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, that sounds good. A little crunch in your ice cream.
Yeah, that's all
it
is.
Yeah, Cheerios are reasonably
They're all good ideas.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.